Be'ez Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Asiri, the 10th chapter, Nam, Hilchos Brachos, Laws of Blessing, the Seif Hav in the Book of Love, which we begin the final two Perakim discussing other types of Brachos, where in this Perek specifically we discuss regarding what's called Birchas Hadah and Shevach, the blessings of thanksgiving and of praise of Hashem. The Rambam begins Halacha regarding the Bracha of Shechayanu. Brachas Achiris, other blessings, meaning besides what we call Birchas Hanen and the Brachos of things that we get pleasure from, Udvar Machayim Harber and many other things. She'im ben psicho, which they don't open up with a Baruch Atah Hashem. V'lechasima, and they don't end off with the Baruch Atah Hashem. Tikna Chacham, the sages instituted Derech Shevach in the way of praise, Vaidah, and thanksgiving, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kumei Birchas HaTfilah, like the brachas of davening, which is not regarding pleasure, it's a shlach and a tzaydah, shekvar, kesavnum, which we already wrote about in the Hilchas Tfilah, ve'elehin, and they are, habayna bayis chadosh, someone's building a new house, v'akoynikem chadoshim, and is acquiring new vessels, ben yeshle kiyitzben, whether he has something similar to this already that he inherited, beinemle, whether he doesn't have, mevarach, he's going to make a bracha, because ultimately it's new for this person when he's buying, the bracha, baruch atah Hashem lekein melech olam, bless you Hashem, our God, the King of the world, Shechayanu, that has kept us alive, Bekimonu, has maintained us, Vigyanu, and he's helped us reach Lazman Hazeh to this time. Halacha Beis. V'chin erayis chaveir alach shlesh miyam sotah, if someone sees his friend after 30 days, Mavaruch, he makes a bracha, Shechayanu, which these are things that we thank Hashem for things that we have come to that point. Now, v'mro alach shneim ha-chaveir, if he sees him only after 12 months, actually Mavaruch makes the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, bless you Hashem, Mechaya HaMeisim, that brings the dead back to life. Because after 12 months, a person forgets about someone, just like the dead is forgotten after 12 months. So it's an element of like Mechaya HaMeisim after 12 months. Haray Priya Meschadish Meshan L'Shana. If someone sees a new fruit, that it's an annual fruit, it only comes from year to year. But Tchilas Riyasin, beginning when he sees it, Mavarach Shechayon, he makes the bracha of Shechayon. Again, these are not things of Berchas HaNenen, but rather, like we discussed, it's Berchas HaShevach, which certain things, as we say, when you're buying new things, or when you something that's an excitement after 30 days, or like we said, something of a new fruit that's exciting, make the Berchas Shechayon. Halacha Gimel. Now this is there are brachas both for the good and for the bad. Shamash Mutev, if someone hears good tidings, which is good for him and for others. So Mavarcha makes the blessing, Baruch Atah Hashem, bless you Hashem, Lakein, Melech Olam, our God, King of the world. Hatoiva Meitim, he's good and he does good, meaning he's good for me and he does good for others. Shamash Murav, let's say he hears bad tidings. Mavarcha makes the bracha, Baruch Dynamis, blessed is the true judge. But to have nefesh, and the person has to make a blessing on the bad with the goodness of his soul. Just like he makes a blessing on the good with joy. Shlomo says in the pasuk, "V'ohavtas Hashem Akecha, Yishalav Hashem Yikar." And it goes on. It says, "Uvachol miyadecha," which could be translated as all your resources, but it could also have the word midah over there. And every measurement that God gives you, whether a good measurement or a bad measurement, a person has to bless Hashem, and he has to love Him. And included in this extra level of love that we're commanded in to love Hashem, it's a shefa shafila be'isha yitzalai, that even the time when he does, that he hurts him, he gives thanks and he praises him with joy. That's b'chol miyadecha, even if it's a midah peronis. And that's the bracha of dynamis. Halacha dal, tegiel of toiva. Now, if some good happens to a person, oisha shamash mutayva, over here is good tidings, although the thing seemed to indicate that this good tigum leiro is going to end up causing him bad. For example, let's say someone found something, a lost object, which has no simanim, and someone catches him when, and he's going to tell the government, and they're going to end up asking from him more than what he found. Still, he makes a blessing for the good, that Hashem is good and he does good. Let's say something bad happens to him. Here's bad tidings. Although these words seem to indicate that this bad is going to end up causing good for him. For example, let's say his whole field got flooded and everything got ruined, but it's going to end up saturating the field and it's going to make it better. Still, he makes the blessing of the true judge. Because we don't make a blessing what's going to be, rather what happens right now. And if it's good now, make the good blessing, bad right now, the bad blessing. Let's say a lot of rain comes down. So if he has a field, he makes a blessing, which is again something exciting that comes from time to time, thanking Hashem for that. Let's say it was a field owned by him and someone else. So he makes a bracha, which is Hashem does good and is good for him and good for others, because it's shared with other people, this joy. Now, if he doesn't have a field, so he makes a different mevarach, he makes the bracha, Moide menachnu lach Hashem lekein, we give thanks to Hashem, our God, al kol tipa v'tipa shagadu l'olnu, for every droplet that comes down for us, V'ilufinu molei b'chul and if our mouths would be filled, etc., which this is the nusach of the tefillah of nishmas, which is said shacharis in by Shabbos, which the Rambam brings later on in his Seder Tefillas Hashana, b'chul, etc., out until where we say hein heim yodivu, that they themselves yodivu b'shabchu, that they will give thanks, they will give praise, v'ivorchu, and they will bless Hashem Chamakenu, your name, our King. Baruch atah Hashem, blessed be Hashem, roiv adois, the abundance of thanksgiving, keil hatishbaches, is the God of praise. Halacha vav, now me'imis ha-mabarach ha-nalakcham, when do you start making a bracha on rain? What's considered an abundance of rain? So mishiyir b'hamayim al-arts, when there's so much water on the ground, v'yala ha-babuas, and that it bubbles up, min ha-mata, from the rain, al-panei ha-mayim, on the surface of the water, v'yicha ha-babuas zeh likrazeh, and then also the bubbles then go to each other, that's already considered gesham rabim to make the bracha. If that's if they say to a person, that his father passed away, the Yerushayu, and now he's inheriting him. So if he has with him brothers, first he makes the blessing for the deaf, the true judge, which is bad things. Then makes the blessing that Hashem is good and does good because of the inheritance that he's sharing with his brothers. Now the main if he has no other brothers with him, then you make the blessing of Shechayonu, which Kitzarj al Dabba, the short end of this is as follows. Called Vartaiba Shihilachim, anything good that's for him and for others that he's sharing the joy with other people. Mavarch makes the blessing of Taiba Mate, Hashem is good and does good. For Taiba Shiloy Lavadi, the blessing that the good that's only good for him is Mavarch makes the blessing of Shechayonu, Vikimon Vigyanu Lazman Hazeh, that's for the individual. Allah Khas, regarding the Birchas Hagaimel and the bracha on a miracle. So our Baal Tzrich and Haidus, there's four types of categories of people that need to give thanksgiving, what we call the Birchas HaGoymel. There's Chaylish and Nisrapi, a sick person that was healed. The Chavash Yetzim Beis Hashem, someone in prison that was let out of jail. The Yerdayim Kisha'olu, those who are the seafarers when they pass over in the waters when they come out. And those who traveled on the roads when they get to the settlement, where all these were in danger and they were saved from that danger. They have to give thanks, but if they ask in front of a minion, a quorum, in front of 10 people, and two of them have to be sages. Kishnemet says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, which is the source that actually talks about these four categories, they will elevate him in the kihila of the people, which kihila is 10. And in this, the Moshav, in the settlement of the elders, he will praise him, which a zaken is someone that's zeshek on the chachma is sagacious, and the minimum of a plural is two. So two of the 10 will be zekeinim. Now, b'ketzid moida, and how does he give thanks, and what state positioning is he, and b'ketzid mevarach, and what is the form of the blessing that he does? So oimed b'neim, so regarding ketzid moida, he stands amongst them, because it says of a moishav zekeim yalu, that they're sitting must be that he's standing. And he blesses, what's the text of the blessing? It's Baruch Ata Hashem Lekeinu Melech Olam, bless you Hashem, our God, the King of the world, Hagoy Melech Hayavim, that does for the those who are guilty, Toivoy's goodness, he's trying to say that really he's undeserving, but Hashem did kindness to him, Shegemalani Kol Toiv, that he did for me all this good. Those who are listening, they say, Shegemalcha Toiv, that he did the good for you, Hu Yigemalcha Selah, he should always continue to do good for you. Halacha test. If someone sees a place where miracles happen to the Jewish people, where the Jewish people passed over when they left Egypt, where they crossed over the Jordan River that dried up in the days of Yishu Benun. So Ayman says, that he did miracles for our fathers in this place. So to any place where miracles happen for the Jewish people, for the multitudes, you make this blessing. Now, but a place where a miracle happened for an individual, so only that individual, and his son, and his grandson, they make the blessing. If it's the person himself, that Hashem did a miracle for me in this place, or that he did a miracle for my fathers in this place. Now, if someone sees the pit of the lions, which is where Daniel of the from Tanakh that was thrown in and saved, over Kivshon Esh, or the fiery furnace, which some in parentheses some have the text Shohushluch by Hanani Mishol Bazari, where the great sages the Nevi'im Hanani Mishol Bazari were thrown into. Mevarach makes a blessing. Baruch Atah Hashem Lekein Melchim Shasan Eslat Tzadikim Mevakam Azeh, that he did a miracle for the righteous in this place. Someone sees a place where they worship idolatry. Mavarcha makes the blessing, Baruch Atah Hashem Lekein Melchem Shanosin Erech HaPayim, that he gives a slow of his anger, La'ivru Tzayim, for those who violate his will. Because you see that there's the idolaters are here, even though they go against God's will. Now, Mokam Shenekar Min Avodah Zarah, the place where the idolatry was uprooted, So in Beretz Yisrael, who if it's in the land of Israel, Baruch makes the blessing, Sha'aka avoy dezar meratzenu, Baruch Adar Hashem, and the whole blessing that he uprooted, avoy dezar from our lands. V'mechutz la'aretz, and if it's out of Beretz Yisrael, Baruch makes the blessing, Sha'aka avoy dezar me'makom hazeh, that he uprooted avoy dezar from this place. Now by both of them, he says, Kashem shakartam me'makom hazeh, just like you uprooted from this place, kach ta'aka me'kom hakem, so you should uprooted from all places, but tashav leiv avdeim la'avdecha, and they should return the hearts of those who serve them to serve you. Halacha Yud regarding what's called Birchas Re'ia, blessings that are said on certain things that you see. Haroi bati Yisrael b'yishuvim, if someone sees the Jewish homes in their settlements, so Baruch makes the blessing, Baruch atah Hashem l'kein melcho ilam, matziv gvul amona, that establishes the boundary of the widow, which is referring to the Jewish people that are like in a state of widowhood, but that he's restoring, establishing their boundaries. B'chobana, in their destruction, Oymer says, Baruch atah ne'emes, blessed is the true judge. Haroi kibri Yisrael, if someone sees Jewish graves, Baruch makes the blessing, Baruch atah Hashem, l'kin melcho ilam, asher yatza eschem adin, that formed you with judgment, which in the womb of the mother, he formed you with judgment, v'dan eschem adin, and then he judged you after you were born with judgment, v'kilkel eschem adin, and he provided for you with judgment after you were born, and regarding everything that you needed, whether it should be with ease or difficulty, and v'hemes eschem adin, and he made you die in judgment. And he's going to ultimately bring you back to erect you in judgment to the life of the world to come. Baruch atah Hashem, Chai Mesa, blessed are you Hashem, who brings the dead back to life. Halacha Yiral. Haroi Shesh Meis Elef Adam Ke'echel. If someone sees 600,000 of people at one time. So in Goyim Heim, if they're idolaters, so Emi says, Pasuk in Yirmiyah, your mother is very embarrassed. Chafri Latchem, the one that gave birth to you, is ashamed. Hina Achiz Goyim, behold, the end of the nations, our Midbat Tziv Arab is going to be a desert of wilderness. Now, the Yisrael him there, it's all now, if it's the Jewish people, however, and it's in the land of Israel, Oymi says, Baruch Atah Hashem Ekein Melchayim, Chacham Harazim, the sage of the secrets, which refers to HaKadosh Baruch, who knows what's in everyone's heart. Someone sees from the sages of the nations of the world. Oymer says the blessing Baruch Atah Hashem Lekin Melchon when he sees this person that Hashem has given from his wisdom to flesh and blood. If Chachmi Yisrael, if it's a Jewish sage, Mavorich makes the blessing that he gives from his wisdom to those who fear him. Amachi Yisrael regarding a Jewish king, Oymer says in some of the texts that he gives from his honor and from his might to those who fear him. Malchu Mesayim, but from the Gentile king, Mavarch makes a blessing that he gives from his honor to flesh and blood. Halachi Beis Horeis Akushi. If someone sees a Kushi, which is a very dark skinned, or someone that has a distortion in the form of their face or in their limbs. So Baruch makes the blessing, Baruch atah Hashem ekein melcho'il, Meshan esabriyas, that Hashem makes changes in his creations. If someone sees a blind person, or kitei, or someone who's an amputee, missing a hand or a foot, or mukar shchin, or smitten with boils, or buhakonin, or someone that's spotted with these small white dots, or kibetim, something similar, like for example, a dwarf, Baruch makes the blessing, Baruch atah Hashem ekein melcho'il, dayan emes, the true judge, because this is a punishment in the form of the creation. Now, if they were born like this from their mother's womb, then it's not a punishment. Mavarcha, make the blessing, Mashana Sabriyas, that he changes the creations. Hodeas, a pillow, someone sees an elephant as a kaif, and a monkey as a kibuf, and an owl. Oymer says the blessing, Baruch Mashana Sabriyas, blessed is the one who changes the creations. Halachid Gimel. Hodea Briyas Nois, Umisukanis Biyasev. Someone sees beautiful creations and that are very much perfected. Vilonis Taivis and nice trees. Mavarach makes the blessing, Shekocha Labai Lamai, that blessed is he, that he has such things in his world. Hayitz L'Sadis, if someone goes out to the fields, or Leganis, or to the gardens, B'mei Nisan, in the days of the month of Nisan. V'roi L'Anis Parachis, and he sees that the trees are blossoming, B'nitzan of Oilam, and you have these, the saplings, the young branches with the soft leaves are coming out right now. So Mavarach makes the blessing, Baruch Atah Hashem, L'Kein Melcho Oilam, Shleichisa Bai Lama Klum, that he doesn't have lacking in his world anything, uvara by Briyas Taibis, Vilanas Taibis Venois, and he creates over there beautiful creatures and beautiful and good trees, Kedilahanis Behan Banayatm, so that the mankind should have pleasure from it. Lachidal blessings regarding natural phenomena. So Alaruchay Shanajba Bazaf, regarding winds that blow with fury. Or v'alabrokim v'alaram, and regarding lightning, regarding thunder, v'alkol ha'avarish, or a tumultuous sound that is heard in the ground, It sounds like a large mill. And regarding the light in the air, that you see this light, it's like as if that the planet is folding. The star is running from place to place, shooting star, like stars, planets that have like a tail. Regarding each one of these, you make the blessing. Blessed is he that his might and his strength fills up the whole world, because all these things are visible or heard from a great distance. If he wants to, he makes the blessing on these things also, that he makes the creation, because all these things are from the beginning of when God created the world. Regarding mountains and hills, and on seas, the oceans, and regarding the deserts, and regarding the rivers, referring to the four primary rivers that are written in the beginning of the Torah. If he sees any one of these after a period of 30 days, makes the blessing that Hashem made the creation. If someone sees Oceanus, meaning he sees the ocean that surrounds the whole world, it's been already a period of 30 days, or so more than that, then Mevarchah makes a special bracha, but that bracha to Hashem Mekin Melchayim, Mesha'asas Yama Gadol, that has made the great sea, referring to the Oceanus. Halacha design regarding other natural phenomena, regarding the blessing on the rainbow, on the moon, on the sun. So Haroi Keshes Ba'anan, someone sees a rainbow in the cloud. Mevarchah makes the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Akein Malchayim, Zeichir HaBris. He remembers the covenant that he made between him and the Noach and his descendants after the flood of the Mabel, that he's not going to make a flood anymore to destroy mankind. The Nemet B'Brisa, and he's trustworthy in his covenant that he's not to nullify it, even though there's many wicked peoples in the generation. And V'Kayim B'Mamare, he maintains in his word, meaning had he not even made a covenant, just with his words that he says there won't be a Mabel anymore, even that is enough that to fulfill what he had said. Harei Levan B'Chadusha. If someone sees the moon when it's in its newness, when the moon comes back again because it in its cycle it disappears and it comes back, right when it comes back, when Baruch makes the blessing, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher B'Mamarei Barash Chakim, we call it Kiddush Levana. Yeah, in his with his statement, he's created the skies, Uvaruch Piv Kol Tzavam, and with the wind of his mouth, all their hosts, referring to the stars and the sun and the moon. Chayk, Allah, Uzman, and time, Nasalam, he's given to them. Shleishan is tafkinat, that they should not deviate from their task. Sasim is mechem, lasis ritzain kainehem, and with joy and with happiness, gladness, they do the will of their Creator. Poyaliemes, they are true actors, that they don't change their order. Upalasim tzedek, and their actions are righteous. Velalvana amishat eschadish, and to the moon, he says that it should renew itself. A teres teferes, a splendor, a glorious crown, la muse vetin, to those that are born from the stomach, sheheim, I mean born and that it's carried by Hashem in the mother's stomach, sheheim, where they, the Jewish people that count according to the lunar cycle, are seedin l'schadash kamay, so they're going to ultimately renew and regenerate also like the moon, ulfo liyotzma al kvoid machusay, and to glorify to their Creator for the honor of His kingdom, al kama shabara, and whatever He creates, baruch atah Hashem echadash chadash, bless you Hashem, who renews the months. One has to make this blessing standing up, because whoever blesses the month in its designated time, it's as if he received the divine presence, because God is hidden, but he shows himself in the renewal of the moon, which he's revealing himself, and it's as if one is seeing the Shechinah. If he did not make the blessing on the moon on the first night, she can make the blessing up until the 16th of the month, which is up until its deficiency gets filled up, which then it's a full moon, then it's already past its chidush part of the moon, and therefore not eligible for the blessing anymore. If someone sees the sun on the day of the spring equinox, which is exactly when it starts, there's four tkufas in the year, and when the spring starts is tkufas Nisan. And it's specifically, which happens every year, but shal tchila samachs, by the beginning of the cycle of shal shmoinim v'esim shana, which actually is a cycle until it matches up specifically as it was by the time of creation, which happens once every 28 years, shat kufa b'tchila sal revi, where the equinox is in the beginning of the night of Wednesday, meaning Tuesday night, k'sheroya isa b'yom revi boikin. Now when you see it, Now then, so it happens on Tuesday night, but when you see it first thing in the morning, on Wednesday morning, Mabarach, make the blessing, Baruch HaYisabadesh, blesses you, makes the acts of creation, because now it's back to exactly the same place it was when God created the world. So too, when the moon goes back to the beginning of the mazel, the zodiac of Tala, of the Lamb, which is the first of all the 12 mazalas, in the beginning of the month, and it's not going to be tilting not to the north, not to the south, when it's exactly there, that's also where the moon was. So therefore, we make the blessing then also. So to when any one of the planets, from the remaining five planets, which is mentioned by the Ram Hilchas, you say the Torah, madim tzedek shabsoi, letchilas mazal tola, when it goes back to the beginning of the first of the zodiac of that of Tola, it's not going to be tilting not to the north, not to the south. And so to any time that you're going to see the Mazal Tala, the first of the zodiac, that's Oil Mikteh HaMizrach, that's coming up from the eastern end, a Kalecha Melech, for any one of these phenomena, Mevarach Eisa B'Reish, make the blessing that God makes the acts of creation. Halachi test regarding Gentiles. Haray Bote Goyim B'Yishuvim, the Rebbe sees the homes of the idol worshippers in their settlements. Oimri says, a Pasuk in Mishlei, Beis Geyim, the house of the arrogant, Yisach Hashem, Hashem will destroy. And B'chabal, when he sees in its state of destruction, he says, Apostle can tell him, Kill Nukomas Hashem. A God of vengeance is Hashem. Kill Nukomas Aviya, the God of vengeance, should appear. And Ro'a Kibri Goyim, when he sees the graves of the Gentiles, he says, Apostle can Yirmiyah, Boisha Imchem Ma'id B'goyim, which recorded this passage before, how your mother is very embarrassed, etc. Lachachof, regarding the tefillahs, a person says in state of danger and the state of success. When someone enters into the bathhouse, which in their days they used to have a huge fire in a pit, which beneath the floor of the bathhouse, which it was very dangerous because it could cave in and he falls, he's going to fall into the fire. So Omer, he would say the following prayer: He ratzim lefanecha Hashem l'kayim, may it be the will in front of you, Hashem, our God, shitachniseinu l'shalom, that you have me enter in peace, but shitzein l'shalom, and you could have me come out in peace. And you should save me from this, and anything similar to this in the future. When he comes out of the bathhouse, he says, I give thanks in front of you, Hashem, my God, in order that you saved me from the fire. If someone was entering into doing a bloodletting, which in Talmudic times, they would do this drawing of the blood, which there was an element of danger to it, because you might cut one of the veins and die. So I mean, he should say, may be the will in front of you, Hashem, my God, that this activity should be for me as healing. Because you are the free doctor. When he would leave, I would say, bless you, Hashem, who heals the sick. If someone's going to measure his silo, his grain, he would say, may be the will in front of you, Hashem, my God, that you should send blessing into my handiwork. Once he starts measuring, he says, blessed is the one who sends the blessing into this pile. Now, if he already measured, and then he beseeches mercy, and that's actually a prayer in vain, because blessing only takes effect on something that it's hidden, not once it's measured or once it's weighed, then it's already then there's no more blessing, and it's not appropriate to daven for that anymore. And so, whoever screams for what was already, for example, let's say someone's coming into town and he hears screaming, he says, oh, let it be the will that's not coming from my house. Well, it is, or it's not. That would also be a prayer in vain. Regarding blessings of those who are learning Torah, someone who enters into the study hall, he says, may be the will in front of you, Hashem, my God. I should not stumble in halachic words. I shouldn't say something that's pure and that it's impure. I'll tell my Torah on something that's impure that it's pure. Not on something that's permitted that it's forbidden. Not on something that's forbidden that's permitted. And I shouldn't stumble in the halachic word. And then cause my friends to rejoice in my stumbling. And that my friends should not stumble, and that I should not rejoice in their stumbling. When he leaves from the study hall, Emre says the following tefillah: I give thanks in front of you, Hashem, my God, that you put my portion from those who dwell, who sit in the study hall. They did not put my portion from those who sit in the corners. I get up in the morning and they get up in the morning. I get up to the words of Torah, they get up for the words of emptiness. I toil and they toil. I toil for the words of Torah and I receive reward for that toil. And they toil and they don't get any reward for their toil. I run and they run. I run to the life of the world to come. And they run to the pit of destruction. Regarding tefillas aderech, the prayer of the wayfarer. If someone enters into a city, so I mean, he says, maybe the will in front of you, Hashem, my God, they should have me enter into this city in peace. If he enters in peace, I mean, he says, I give thanks in front of you, Hashem, my God, that you had me enter in peace. Says when he's looking to leave, he says, maybe the will in front of you, Hashem, my God, that you take me out from the city in peace. When Adam peace, I may says, I give thanks to you, Hashem, my God. That you took me out of the city in peace. Just like you took me out in peace, so too you should lead me in peace. You should measure my steps in peace. You should support me with peace. You should save me from the hands of any enemies or those who are laying in ambush for me on the road. Allah above the Rambam. Sums it all up. It says, closure of the rule of it is as follows. A person should always be screaming, meaning davening, regarding the future that's going to come. Beseech mercy. And should give thanks for what was and passed by. And should give thanks and praise according to his ability. Whoever increases to give thanks for Hashem and to constantly praise him, that person is a praiseworthy person.